Hello everybody, and welcome to Hacker Public Radio Community News for February 2011. This is a behind-the-scenes look at what's been going on in and around the Hacker Public Radio community in the last month. First of all, I'd like to welcome new hosts, Sporus and Bioshadow, Heinenberg, JBU92, Sven, Mark Katterberg, Courtney Schauer, Trickster, Barryman, DOD Dummy, Claudia Miranda, and Doug Farrell. All of you are very welcome to the network, and we'd welcome more people to join up next month. I'd like to quickly go through the shows. When we left you off, we were at 6:51 community news for last month. Then in their first scheduled slot, we had the Nameless InfoSec podcast episode 1, where Sporus and Bioshadow teamed up to give us a cool look down on what's been going on in the world of InfoSec. Very interesting show, liked it. I'm a particular fan of Paul.com Security Weekly, InfoSec Netcast, that sort of thing. And of course, Phoenix's Tech News Weekly show. So this is a nice introduction to the mix. These guys have also stated that they intend to fire off their own show. And I think in the tradition that was the Infonomicon podcast incubator, this is something I think we should be encouraging over here in HPR, having people come on, get their feet, and then spin off their own shows. It's only good news for everybody. The following day, we had another new host, Eisenberg, with an introduction to black box testing. And this was, it was with Cloud 4, actually. Sorry, I didn't give credits on that. And in the first lesson to finding out problems and vulnerabilities in software, and it was a very nice look into the issue, and was a good description of the various different terminology and stuff that you get in the field. Then we had another new host, JBU92, with offline file sharing and what you can do. Some interesting ways, you know, people would say potential ways for spreading viruses and whatnot. But hey, you've got to trust. I think it's a cool thing. And then our regular Flavio came in with reading code. The Plague and Reddit.com. These are interesting cultural and socially. I find them very interesting. Sven came in with what I hope nobody will ever need to use. My first steps in recovering pictures. Some of the tools he has actually use their PhotoRec, DD Rescue, Partition Magic. These are all good tools, and this stuff works. I've had to do it myself, and I hope nobody else has to, but there are plenty of shows there on the network explaining how to go ahead and make sure that your photos are backed up. I've done a few myself. Whatever system works for you, all the better, but don't leave it too late, because you know, picture of those first steps, or that weekend break somewhere in Paris or wherever. If it's on a hard drive that fails, then you have been warned. The following day, we had our friend and host number one, Droops, with a HPR video proposal. Loads of people seem to agree with him. He addressed all the points of concern, and I think what we're calling them extended videos are going to be a are going to be a feature of HPR in the future. I've got two in mind myself. I've committed to one, and I think there's another one I want to do as well. So, yes, if you've got ideas, you don't need to be restricted by the medium. You can enhance that by adding visuals as well. The following day, we had Mark and Courtney with Music Management Consoles, and they missed M-Player, folks. M-Player, not to forget. They also missed CVLC, Command Line VNC. No, this was, in fairness, the shows that they were lining up there were actually outside of the realm of ordinary players. They were music management, and I don't think M-Player would fall into that. But also a very good show. Also interesting to hear other people use different software. The following day, we introduced the first of our syndicated Thursdays, following on from last week, where I said we raised the problem that people weren't hearing a lot of the we're missing the syndicated shows, we're missing the speeches. So what we've done is reserved a scheduled slot for every Thursday for to play this sort of stuff. And the scheduling rules, which I'll tell you, which I'll be covering later, have been updated to reflect this. And they did Serenity. I loved this review. It was very, very well done. And I kind of am biased because I did actually buy this for £10, which is actually a lot more than $10. But yeah, I guess it falls under the $10. Not only did I get for my $10, actually it was £5. I bought it on Amazon.co.uk. And for under $20, I got the DVDs, the entire series of DVDs, the movie, and the book. And I've also sent them over to my brother, also to get him turned into a brown coat. Then 660 argument against emulators when retro computing. Yes, from those of you who know this name, oldschool.org. We got in a show about emulators, and I must say I was never into games per se. I know a lot of my friends and stuff are into consoles, but you can just see the passion flowing through here in this show. More of these, and you can see by the comments that people are very interested in and are looking forward to getting more shows. Then we had QUVMOH. I can never remember the abbreviation for that. We had war walking with your smartphone, war driving. Very nice little episode. Nice links here on what is war chalking, war walking, war driving. Essentially, it's moseying around with a GPS, making note of open Wi-Fi's. I kind of guess this is more a thing in the US where people have leave their networks open, but here, at least in the Netherlands, most, if not all, networks are shut, except for my own, which is open free and called free open Wi-Fi. So if you're in the neighborhood here, feel free to use my Wi-Fi. Then the next day we had Zoak, our good friend and host, doing the DDWRT, building up the router and firmware. Very nice show. I've done this before. This is something that everybody should do. They're really cool. In fact, out of, unfortunately, the two routers that I did, both of them had hardware faults and they blew up. So at the moment, I don't have one. But there you go. These are nice low-powered options. And adding in something like the Wake on LAN, you can turn on, connect into these boxes, send a magic packet over to your server, for instance, turn your server on, have it record the show or whatever you need to do, and then shut it down once it's finished. So there's actually major cost savings here in doing something like this. Then we had Brother Mouse with an also really interesting series, What's on Your MP3 Player? And if you guys are doing these series, which I'd like to hear, can you send in your OPML file in with the show, and we'll add that to the show notes so that other people can you know, just import the OPML file, which is a file standard for saving podcasts and RSS feeds. Yes, I've told you before, you all know my deep dark secret about how I like RSS and XML. Then we had the following day was episode 13 of A Little Bit of Python, and it could be a 747 because all this stuff is going over my head. I did get a note on this that it was a bit out of date, which it is, of course, because we had a quite a long period there where we weren't playing episodes. So what I've tried to do in the introduction is say when that was first aired, so that they, so that we set people's expectations as to what how old the content or new it is. But hopefully now that we've got a scheduled slot, we can start moseying through a lot of these episodes as well. That's not to say that some of the information in there wasn't as valid then as it was now, so all the better. The following show was Hacking the Craps Tables. It was on a Friday, and I linked into the craps table layout, and this is a cultural thing, but over this side of the water, craps means something completely different to that in the US. I've often seen 1950s movies where mama needs new shoes, mama needs new shoes, and they're betting on the craps table, and it was, while I have no interest in gambling at all, it was interesting for K5 to bring us that show so that we could all learn a little bit from it. And I printed off the sheet and was looking at it on the train. All very interesting stuff. The following day, or the following Monday, we had Brother Mouse, Salvaging Old Coleman Lanterns and Stoves. This brought back a memory to me where I was doing some family research, and my grandfather used to service these. I never met him, but my father was telling me about it, and he showed me some you know, logos and invoices and stuff from that time where he had been servicing these stoves and stuff. So brought back some happy memories for me, thank you very much, and also brought back some clarification as to what the hell my father was on about. But anyway, again, very nice show notes here by Brother Mouse, with links and time frames and all the rest of it in it. And if you if you just download the shows, there is a wealth of information available in the show notes on the Hacker Public Radio website. And then we had John in SC with a short podcast about resources that are available in local libraries. Next up was Reading Code, Slaughterhouse-5, and Erlang, another in the Excellence series. Apologies then for the QSK Netcast 6, The Origins of Open Source. Apologies for the poor audio, but yeah, it was in line. Then we had a new host, Barry Mann, the Linux Jazz Musician's Viewpoint. And we were introduced to his road to Linux and how being a jazz musician influenced that. It was a very interesting show, and I hope to hear from him more in the future. Then we had DOD Dummy with How I Found Linux and an explanation of where his handle came from. Then we had the following day Claudio Miranda, no stranger to the podcast scene. Anyone who's familiar with the Linux Basement show will know of Claudio, and anyone who's listened to the promos for the Indiana Linux Fest will also know him. And this is an interesting series that he's starting on how to upgrade his PC, starting off with how he went about choosing the CPU. Then Droops Returns to Geocaching was the next day, and this is an enhanced episode. And it was, you had the show, and then you had an accompanying background video explaining what they were doing, proving that they were actually there at the time. And my daughter watched in fascination. It is truly a beautiful area where he lives. And we look forward to more of these types of enhanced podcasts in the future. They syndicated Thursday show was the Language Frontier episode 2, and I'm really, really glad to see these episodes back and back in series, and hopefully they will start coming thick and fast. And then the last show of the month was Python Response to the Bad Apples podcast 518. In episode 518, Klaatu challenges him to create a podcast script of the bash script that Klaatu did. And it pains me to say that the easiest solution of all is to do head space dash one. And that will give you the first line of every file. Head space dash one asterisk, actually. And that is the episodes for this month. And we'll now go on to bring you some news about Host 107, which brings us Blue Heaven. This is a dramatized science fiction short story written by Lost in Bronx, which is available for download. And this is a very moving piece of, for want of a better word, theatre.
In a future time of spaceflight and artificial worlds,
they have been born in darkness and are merely the shades of their own lost opportunities.
In a dumping ground for humanity's lost and forgotten.
Here, a rat scurries under an empty box. There, a homeless couple sleep on their pile of trash.
An artist's obsession drives him to the brink of desperation and madness.
In a place where a hunter and hunted are mere frames of mind, paranoia becomes like the wisdom of the ages.
This February, Lost in Bronx brings you the short-form science fiction audio drama, Blue Heaven.
And I recommend you all go and listen to that, because it's very, very entertaining. This month was the month of fail. I don't know what was going on, but I was making mistakes left, right, and center. So I'd like to apologize to Sporus and BioShadow for not crediting them correctly. I fixed it once it was made known. Doug Farrell for missing the show. He emailed me. I completely forgot to put it on the server. Jason Dodd, I missed his show on the root. He put it on the root of the FTP server, and I completely missed it there. Then I did promo for Pokey and Code Cruncher, and I messed up the fact that there was two fests, and then I was spamming Claudio about his episode when he had already introduced stuff, and I apologized to Klaatu for whatever it is that has made him abandon HPR. It's been a whole month and a half since we'd had a show from Klaatu. I don't know what's going to happen. And now on to thanking some people. First of all, Brother Mouse for his MP3 tagging utility, link in the show notes. Tony Blacher for doing some research into getting Google Voice to work in the US for me. Code Cruncher for the entries for the business card competition, which are available on the... I've opened up a Picasa website, and you can see all the entries over there for the HPR logo competition. Mordisi for volunteering to look into the archive.org automating. But don't be too disappointed if you can't get it worked out, because it is the weirdest upload system out. Droops for all the man love. And of course, Droops and Slick Zero again for the FLAC version of the theme song. Yes, we have the full free lossless audio codec version of the theme song for anybody who wants to use that. I'd like to thank David Stafford for constructive comments on how to improve the show on sites. And Pokey's mom for the following HPR promo.
Hi, HPR listeners. This is Pokey's mom. Thanks to Kat Fallon and K5, you can now record HPR episodes from your phone. Dial 206-312-5749 for USA, and for the UK, dial 203 432-5879. Record your story and hit pound when finished. And just to let you know, if I can call in a show, so can all of y'all. And for Mr. Eggroll, stop picking on my son in IRC, or I'm calling your mother.
I think you'll agree that was absolutely brilliant. And of course, if she can do it, so can you. I will be adding some music to the back of that, and that will more or less word for word be our promo for the next upcoming period of time. As I mentioned before, I have updated the scheduling rules, and it now reads, shows will be released based on the following rules that gives content produced for HPR a priority, while avoiding having any one host or show repeated in any week. Hosts are encouraged to release their shows on their own feeds after uploading them to HPR. They will be released on time-critical schedule slots, new host and HPR content on a first-in, first-out basis. Syndicated shows will be released on their own schedule slot, following the same rules as above. And, as I mentioned before, we have some HPR stickers. Thanks very much to everybody who was involved in producing them. They are absolutely fantastic, Pokey especially, who is distributing them in the North America. I have a wedge here for anybody who would like one for Europe, and we have Peter 64 down in Oz is going to distribute them on the southern hemisphere for us. So thank you very much. Anybody else who wants them, now is the time to ask before they're all handed out at the upcoming Linux Fest. They're free, as in beer, by the way. And we're also going to be sending some stickers out to the podcasters who promoted HPR in the past. And now I also got the following notification from Pokey.
Several of the HPR contributors in the IRC channel have formed the beginning of an audiobook club. We'll be doing reviews, which include spoilers, so I was wondering if you could announce our first audiobook title in case anyone wanted to listen to it before we spoiled it on them. We're hoping this will become a regular show for HPR, but we'll see how the first one goes. All audiobooks that we review will be free, as in beer, and easily available, so the barrier to entry for the listeners and participants will just be the time involved in listening to the audio. The first audiobook is a short one. It runs about 3.5 hours total, and I can tell you it is a very good book, which will appeal to both science fiction fans and political critics alike. The book is Badge of Infamy by Lester Del Rey, and is read by Stephen Wilson. It is available from podiobooks.com. The direct URL is www.podiobooks.com/title/Badge of Infamy. From podiobooks.com. Daniel Feldman was a doctor once. He made the mistake of saving a friend's life in violation of medical lobby rules. Now, he's a pariah, shunned by all, forbidden to touch another patient. But things are more loose on Mars. There, Doc Feldman is welcomed by the colonists, even as he's hunted by the authorities. But when he discovers a Martian plague may soon wipe out humanity on two planets, the authorities begin hunting him for a different reason altogether. We'll be announcing the next book at the end of our first show.
And just in case you didn't get that, I wanted to try out that new voice, see if that is something that we're going to be able to do. Anyway, it's Badge of Infamy, is a Podio book. There'll be a link in the show notes, and if you want to follow along, then have a listen to that before the show comes out. Now some news from the admin channel. HPR has been blocked by some companies because they can filter on the word hacker, so there's money well spent there. However, during the spam fest that was HPR, we did get listed as a source of malware because the spam links did connect to malware sites. I was made aware of this, and I've been contacting the sites that have been linked to, and each one says, okay, we've delisted you, but we got this information from some other website. And when I mail those, they say, well, we've delisted you for a while, but I got this information from this website. And then the trail goes on and on and on and on. So it's very, very easy for somebody to get onto these lists, but it's very, very, very hard to get them off. But yes, it's also not nice work, because you put comments on the website and then somebody else comes on. This is a spam site. I read it on some other website that you've already put a comment on saying that we're not a spam site anymore. However, if you do come across these websites and you do have the option to put in, yes, Hacker Public Radio is in fact a website that is worth being part of, then yeah, feel free to do that. On a slightly but unrelated note, I did register the domain Hobby Public Radio, which coincidentally is also HPR, and my plan was that we would serve both domains from the same physical location on the disk. That's completely easy for Apache to do, but I have only access to cPanel, so I'm unable to do that from there. If anybody knows a way how to do that by configuring cPanel, could let me know. So this brings up another question. The website is actually it's at the end of its useful life, as far as it's beginning to stretch at the seams with some of the things that we wanted to do. And the guy who wrote quite a lot of the CMS stuff was Droops, sent me in an email which basically outlined some of the changes that he wants to do, or we should do, and I pretty much agree with them on every single one. And they are as follows. Each host should have their own folder, so hackerpublicradio.org/droops or /KenFallon or /whoever, SlickZero. We should have a Vimeo group for videos, which I've already set up. vimeo.com/channels/HPR. If you create an account over there, email Droops and he'll set it up for you. Or email admin@hackerpublicradio.org will get that to you. He would like a site redesign to make it more up to date. He would like all comments and posts so that there's a rel equals no follow tag on them. He'd like to have RSS feeds in the top bar, so would I. Each episode link should link to its own individual page. This is also something that I had mentioned before. And of course, there should be some way to play the audio directly from the site. Each episode should have its own unique URL, so like hpr.org, geocaching_with_droops, for instance. Clear a whole section about how to record a show, how to contribute a show. He says it's kind of hidden. I kind of agree with him. The total comment viewer thing needs to link to the episode page so that people can see the comments about their own episodes. And a way to upload the episodes and automate everything. Yes, I agree totally. And we also need the ability to add individual customized RSS feeds so that if you come across some shows or series or a combination, that you can make your feed available for other people and share it with the community. Couldn't agree with it more. Could not agree with them more. So this begs the question, do we do an off-the-shelf or do we do a self-build? Now, if we do an off-the-shelf, so can we do the functionality that we have with HPR on something like WordPress or Joomla or whatever? So you'd need account management, a podcast plugin, the ability to release on a particular schedule, the ability to upload, the ability to automate it, the ability for comments, the ability. And I know a lot of this stuff exists, probably didn't exist back when Droop set up the TwatTech or the HPR, but does it exist now? So if there are WordPress or Joomla people out there or some other CMS system, I basically don't want to be reinventing the wheel. If all this stuff is available and we can get standard off-the-shelf cool themes from somebody, well, let's do that. Otherwise, I have been working on updating this, our own CMS system, and Droops was the one who wrote it, and he's agreed that we can open source it, and I have no problem putting my changes out either, so I guess we could do that. So if there are any PHP programmers that want to help us out, feel free to do so. And then that's pretty much that. So if you want to give me your feedback on, you know, what do you think, how we should go forward, feel free to do so. I'm kind of personally at a bit of a loss now, because some of the functionality I need requires more and more stuff that requiring more and more time, whereas I'm thinking my own website, it's just a WordPress blog and you do stuff and it's done and I don't need to think about it really. On other news, there has been a proposal by myself to make Droops, Phoenix, Klaatu admins, so I'm hoping to hear some news back on that, because I'm going to be taking some vacation shortly, and while that's not a problem, I'm going to be going to no internet land, and so we need somebody to post shows while I'm away. And I'm still waiting on some updates on the Icecast server. So that's about that. I'd like to have a regular slot about upcoming events in the coming month. So if there are some events that you have that are coming up in the coming month, feel free to send them in, your promos, your banners and stuff, and let's get them on the website as well. First of all is the Indiana Linux Fest, and it's a FLOSS conference which is showcasing the best the community has to offer in the way of free and open source software, open hardware, and free culture. And we are also highlighting the best and brightest from all the communities, from the hobbyists to the professional level. Have a listen to this promo.
Saludos y saludos. This is Re Claudio Montalban, brother of Ricardo. If you are like me, you enjoy the finer things in life, like cars, Corinthian leather, and Linux Fests. Join Indiana Linux Fest, one of the finest Linux Fests, as they begin their march to freedom from the 25th to the 27th. Events include LPIC exam cram class, LPIC and BSDA certification exams, Fedora Activity Day, as well as the second Drupal Camp Indie Community Driven Talks, plus performances by Dual Core, Shammers, and Left Hand. Keynote speakers include Tarus Baylog of OpenNMS and Bradley M. Kuhn, Executive Director of the Software Freedom Conservancy. They are also still looking for volunteers and sponsors. So, if you are interested, go to indianalinux.org to learn more. That's indianalinux.org. Now that is what I call fine Corinthian leather.
And that was our own Claudio M, my friends. And the Indiana Linux Fest is on 2011. That's this year, March 25th to the 27th in Wynedam, Indianapolis West. And it's free to attend and open for any attendee to be the hobbyist or professional. Join us as we march to freedom. Now, every 50th person who signs up for the following passes, the supporter pass or the LPIC 1 exam crash sessions, will receive their choice of a Nuke Color or an Argos 70 while stocks last. And there's a link in the show notes to that prize. Now, let me just say here, folks, they are offering for $100 the ability to do an LPIC exam cram session. Now, I advise any of you to go to cisco.org/training or something like that, Red Hat/training, SUSE/training, or Novella, I guess, /training, Microsoft/training. Just compare the prices for a professional qualification, and you will see that $100 is very, 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 very reasonable to make an attempt at the LPIC 1 exam. You have enough time to cram in enough sessions to go and pass that exam on that day. So if you're in that area, it's $100. Go down, sit the exam. Even if you fail it, you get the experience of what it's going to be like sitting doing an exam. Believe me, that is cheap, cheap, cheap. And the LPIC is very, very well respected when it comes to hiring people. So there you go, words of information. And just as I've been editing the show, Lord Dragonbluth from the Indiana Linux Fest has asked that if anybody wants to do a HPR booth at the Indiana Linux Fest, they can do so. If you want to help out, just fire off an email here to admin@hackerpublicradio.org and we'll put you in touch. We'll set you up on some stickers and whatever else we need to do to get you up and running. Now, we are going to be going to the GNU Northeast GNU Linux Fest on Saturday, April the 2nd, 2011, in Winchester, Massachusetts. I had to look up what MA meant. And there's more information, a link to the email trail from the HPR mailing list in there. So if you go to hackerpublicradio.org/mail list, you can join up onto the mail list and join the discussions about there. And we're also going to the Northeast Linux Fest Northwest 2011, April the 30th to May the 1st in Bellingham, WA, which I'm informed is Washington. And we're going to both of these fests, the Northeast and Northwest festivals, and we're going to have tables at both. And we are looking for people to help out with tables, with equipment, with manning the booths, with getting some interviews with the people there, getting some local color, some local flavors. Basically, all these things that Tlatu has been doing at the Southeast Linux Fest and the OLF. That's the sort of thing we're looking for shows. The tables will be handing out stickers. Hopefully, the business cards will be available. As well to be handing out at these locations. And yeah, what we also want is if you listen to Hacker Public Radio, go over, say hello, tell them Ken sent you. Okay, and on the show notes for this episode is links to how it all started. And as I said before, we're running a competition to design some mini business cards, which we're going to get printed up for these shows. And everybody who's submitted so far, which is myself, Tlatu and Code Cruncher, have won a book, a computer book. And you can go to Picasso.com and PicassoWeb.google.com, links in the show notes, to the entries so far. And if you think you can give some entries, please do so, because the business cards, we can have up to 100 different designs on the front of the cards, and these are going to be printed in Europe, and they're going to be also probably be printed in the States, so we'll have two runs. So they're more or less guaranteed to have every entry printed up there, and I still have loads of books to give away. Anyway, that's it for this month. I'm not going to do the sponsors, because to be honest, after the month I've had trying to delete Chase after people to get us delisted by the spammers, I don't find it very funny anymore. So I'm replacing that with this segment, upcoming shows. And today, of course, we're having the HPR admins. Hopefully tomorrow we're going to have Biosphere and Sporus with the Nameless InfoSec podcast. Lost in Bronx is scheduled for Wednesday with Theatre of My Imagination number 2. And we're going to have Tim Book Review back again for Syndicated Thursday. And we have Brom, Auction Yard, auction yard sales and flea markets, or car boot sales as we call them over here, and Pokey with the NELF taxes. And then the following day is Riddlebox with episode 1 product review, Sunvolt. I know what all these are about, but will you? And if you want to get your name in there and you want to bump some of these people further down, one sure way of doing that is be a new host. Join up, it's easy. Either email me at admin@hackerpublicradio.org and we'll send you the FTP locations for sending in a show. With that, thank you very much and have a good day.
Thank you for listening to Hacker Public Radio. HPR is sponsored by Caro.net, so head on over to caro.net for all your hosting needs.